Dozens of Americans have died in bus crashes in recent years. Three accidents just this month prompted lawmakers to raise the issue on Capitol Hill. NPR's Zoe Chace reports.
The Motor Coach Enhanced Safety Act before Congress boils down to one thing, according to its sponsor, Texas Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison.
Rollovers.
Many of the bus crashes in the past 10 years have involved buses that flipped over when drivers lost control. Buses have a high center of gravity. They tend to flip. And the passengers inside,
they've gone through the windows or through the roofs. They haven't had seat belts.
No seat belts, no shatterproof glass, no crumple-proof roofs, says the bill's other sponsor, Ohio Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown.
We know how to do them. They're common sense safety features. But since they're not required by law, they have not been installed in most American motor coaches.
It would cost about $75,000 per bus to make these changes, says Peter Pantuso with the American Bus Association.
You have, on average, 45 to 50 seats in a bus. Then you're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,000 to $1,500 in additional cost per seat.
Advocates of the bill say Pantuso has no evidence to support these figures. And at the bus stop in D.C.'s Chinatown, Irina Mohatova is waiting for the bus to Philly. She takes the bus about once a month. There's no seatbelt.
Actually, I would prefer to wear a seatbelt, really, seriously.
Do you pay more for seatbelts?
Yes, definitely.
$10 more, she says, which would get you to Philly on a Greyhound with seatbelts. The Senate Commerce Committee plans to vote on the Brown-Hutchison bill later this spring. Zoe Chace, NPR News.